AM 910 WJCW, and it's time on this Wednesday morning to think out loud with the folks from the town of Jonesboro. This is the JBO show, the town of Jonesboro's calendar. Joining us this morning, the person who handles the marketing outreach for the town of Jonesboro, Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you. Outreaching to us through the power of radio this morning, too. Glad you could join us as marketing director. Now, so many things that are taking place this weekend. I guess we need to run them down one at a time. What's happening this Friday? I know we have Music on the Square, right?
Yes, Music on the Square. We have the Jake Dwyer Band, and they'll play from 7 to 9 in front of the courthouse.
Okay, very good, very good. And, of course, you always have the food trucks and everything available as well for all the folks to enjoy, right?
Yes, yeah. Restaurants will stay open, like Texas Burritos, the Barrel House will have a food truck, and then the Hemp Company will have ice cream, and Gigi's Pantry has sandwiches.
Okay, wow. Got everything planned out and ready to roll on a Friday night. That sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, Music on the Square got off to a couple of splashy starts at the beginning there, but we're rolling through here and should have another great presentation coming up this Friday. So let's see. What else? Now we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up. So what is happening in the town of Jonesboro to observe Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, so, well, on Saturday, Wetlands kicks off
their
summer season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Wetlands will be open for the summer, and so you'll definitely want to check that out. And then you can also get season passes online, or you can call the Visitor's Center.
Okay.
The Jonesboro Visitor's Center, yeah.
The main Jonesboro number, 791-1010, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to check on that, too. So, Wetlands, boy, a lot of folks have been waiting for that, as hot as it's been here, too. So, there was a while back during the pandemic when Wetlands just didn't have a chance to open one year. And so now everything's apparently back and ready to go, and folks are really ready for it as well, too. So, Wetlands, now, there is do they have their own website, Nora, or is that part of the town of Jonesboro?
They have their own website. It's wetlandsjonesboro.com.
Okay, all right. So that way folks can find out the hours of operation and admission and so forth as it all gets underway. Now, is Memorial Day the official opening day? No, you said Saturday, right? This Saturday.
Yeah, well, Saturday is.
Yeah, okay.
Memorial
all right.
Weekend.
And, but the weekend, of course, traditionally sort of the opening to summertime as Memorial Day is observed, too. So throughout the summer now, we've got other things that are lined up. I don't know if you have the lineup in front of you there, but so many activities taking place. I know, of course, there's a lot of planning going into the around the 4th of July weekend as well, too, right?
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready for Jonesboro Days. So that will be July 2nd and July 3rd.
All right. Very good. Well, Nora Davis, joining us as Outreach Coordinator and Marketing Director for the town of Jonesboro, has her hand on the pulse of everything that's happening going on there. She really runs the town, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. But Nora, it's great to have you on board here and chat with us this morning, thinking out loud. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.